Learning Misach this Yom Nevan Gimel Amid Beis, starting the 8th Perek. Mishnah says, Yemei Kippur Masa B'Achila U'B'Shtia B'Chitza B'Sichem Nesasandol B'Tash Shemita. So it's also in these 5 things, Achila and Shtia is considered one thing, the Gemara says, and you have B'Chitza and Sichem Nesasandol B'Tash Shemita. Gemara later in the Fayin Dal and Ralph brings the Braisa, that Kairos is only an Achila U'B'Shtia B'Vad. Now, as a grace of Machlekes Rishenim, the other Inuim for Asim in their Isa, they just don't have Kairos, or they're only Asim in their Abonim. Taisa Shanim speaks about it here. First Taisa Shanim in the Perik, he's Mayrich about it, he brings Kamad Dukdukim one way, the other way, and he's, the Maskana is all their Abonim. Taisa also says this, the actual Taisa also says in the Fainzam, Amral, B'Shem Ibn and the Rosh also over here, B'Shem the Ri and the Riva. Those are the Ritva and the Me'iri, they all hold that it's the Rabbanan. The Rambam, Hilchos Shvi'is Sosberg, Aleph Halacha Hey says, V'chem l'manem b'pi ha-shmua, sh'asa l'ircha etzvay, l'asa chalim l'asad l'livo, u'misvel lishbis m'kalei l'kaderich shem, sh'evis v'achila v'shtia. Refreshim, I'll explain, it means midaraisa. The Rambam says that, b'pi ha-shmua means midaraisa. Also, the Shultas, the Rabbi Chayga, in the Zayse Bracha, the Bala Itter, the Rei Mitzvah Tavchav, the Bahagis Mashma that way, they hold all this deraisa. The Smag and the Ran bring both days. In Rashi, there's a Shtikl Stira, because Rashi here in the Vayindal and Aleph is Medama this to the Shvusim by Shabbos. He says, Asmechur Rabban Hashem Malachis Rishweis, so Shabbasim Gabiina also, V'nisam is la'isav l'ina achil v'shtiyah kasi. So since he's medamet v'shusim v'sham, it sounds like all the Rabbanan. V'ashi and Shabbos tafkuf yadalam and days is mashmas deraisam. Is also mashmas and Rashi and Yivamas tafayin dalam and aleph argopana by sikha. The Bach and the Prichadash and Simon tafresh and aleph I'm ayri to this shayla that Rashi is a stirim. So what do we have? The sheet that's all is deraisam sounds like the Bahag and the Shiltash of Bechayigayin, the Rambam, the Sefer Itta, and the Ireim, and the Shiltas Olas the Rabbanan, is Taisus B'Shem Ben Etam, and the Rosh B'Shem the Ri and the Riva, and the Ritva and the Me'iri, and Rashi is the Shtikl Stir, what he holds. And the Nafkamin in all this is B'Makam Safik, what's it then by a Safik? And the Achreinim, the Bach, and the Prichadash, and the Magen Vram, and the Levush, they all paskin al kapanim achayshish that it's deraisa. That's how the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan paskin. See, the Magen Avraham is interesting. He just writes it's deraisa. He doesn't bring the two shittas. The Mishnah Berurah is bothered. It's really a machlokes rishonim, and we go l'chumra. But he shouldn't have just said it's deraisa as if there's no machlokes. The Aruch HaShulchan writes kemedumeli the rave day is sarvi du deraisa. Not sure exactly how he got the rave. I think he's living on the Rashi also is deraisa. But it sounds like Magen Avraham also held that way, the Rav Day is sold as the Raisa. But the Marech a little bit, different Rayas this way and that way. We'll speak a little bit. The Rishayim, they ask Akasha, if it's the Raisa, how could it be Mutter? The Mishnah says, a Melech v'akal yirchus is p'neim, v'achaya timel as a sandal. So how could a Melech and a Kala be Matur Rechitza? And also it says that someone has katatim b'reisha, he could do sicha. Someone who's yadav m'chaz b'tit v'tzai, he could do Rechitza. What's the pshat? You can be matter for a melech, for a kala, for a chatat and bereishai, for yadam uchags betit v'tzayi. If it's the rice, if it's the rabbanan, good. The rabbanan were geizah b'chai gavna. If it's the rice, if which state does a heter? So the Ran holds that it's a zah like cholamayit. It's like masnik akasav v'chachamim. You learn that from a ribay of Shabbosayim, even though the Gemara has these drushes that this is the inui and that's an inui. But those drushes, vices, aren't ikr. The ikr is the vart that says Shabbosayim, and Shabbosayim teaches you other inuyim as well. And there was mashin across the chachamim. So the mele, just like you have the shittas and all the chalamayid machas deraisa, and they ask them, what's the pshat by davar avod? How could it be matter by davar avod? And there it says mashin across the chachamim. So here also is mashin across the chachamim. Any chanami they asked, but not if there's a tzayrich, if you need to wash for mechleches betit betzayim, for a melech, for a kala, chatat and bereisha has to do sicham. The mele they didn't ask the bechai gavna. So even though the chaymer of the yisur is deraisa, but the rabbanan decide what's asa, what's mutter. The netziv in Hamik Shela on the shultas that also says deraisa, he says a little differently. He says all these things are not called derech tainuk. All these things are not called derech tainuk. Vayisachil and shti is asa even if it's not derech tainuk. But the other inuyim are only asiv is derech tainug. They're not called derech tainug. So neila, whenever it's not derech tainug, it's only asiv mina. But in the male, there are banu amatu lefi hatzerich. But there's another teretz which Taisa Shanim brings, even though he ends up that it's the rabbanim, but he brings a teretz that it could be the raisa. The Reim Musa says it's teretz. Reim Taka holds it's the raisa. The rechitzes kol guf is the raisa. The rechitzes mixes guf is the rabbanim. So then comes at two nafkaminis what you hold the teretz is. First of all, is Rechitzis mixes guf the raisa or the rabbanim? If we're machmer, then you know you made the raisa. What about Rechitzis mixes guf? We machmer b'makam safik for Rechitzis mixes guf. L'chayra, l'fil l'ran, that the teretz is Moshe Dov l'chachamim, but l'maisa, wherever the chamim taka said it was us, and that is the chayim revenisa the raisa, so we'd have to be machmer b'makam safik. But l'fil l'irayim, that only Rechitzis kol guf is the raisa, so Rechitzis mixes guf, l'kuli alm is the rabbanan, so you wouldn't have to be machmer. The Sharetzian, in Simon Tafresh and Alf Esau, brings both days, and he says it's Arachian. He's not Machmir Klar if Rechitzis mixes guf is the raisa the rabbanan. Now, the Chayyim would be nafkamina the other way also, where the Iraim would come out l'chumra. Are you allowed to wash kol guf if it's meluchik betid v'tzayi? Let's say somehow, person so dirty with tidvit tzayi, the only way to make him clean is washing kol guf. According to the Rani Kud, it doesn't say a chil between Rechitzis mixes guf, Rechitzis kol guf. But according to the Iraim, only what's the Rabbanan, Rechitzis mixes guf is mutter, b'makam tidvit tzayi. But what's the Raisa, Rechitzis kol guf is us, even when it's mukham b'tidvit tzayi. I saw in the Ar Gadol, Minska Gadol on the Mishnayis, he brings the Gemara in Beya, says, and after Chesem of Beya, a person can be tevil on Shabbos, why isn't it Misakin? He can't be tevil Kalim on Shabbos, but a person can be tevil on Shabbos because he's nearer Kameker. He's nearer Kameker, looks like he's just cleaning, or he's just cooling himself off. So Gemara had a problem, so how would that work on Yom Kippur? A person's tevil to Masa and Yom Kippur, you don't have nearer Kameker. So it's Mufik, he's Misakin. So it says, once it's Mutter B'Shabbos, he'll mat on Yom Kippur. That's a Gemara in Beya. So the Rashi in Beya asks the Kasha, why don't you say he's also near a Kameka? Maybe he's washing because he's Maluch B'tid B'tzaya. Maybe he came from the field all dirty from Tid and Tzaya. That's why he's washing. So the Rashi says it's not so Shchiach that a Guf will be Maluch, whole Guf will be Maluch B'tid B'tzaya. The Gadol says, according to Reim, it's more Pasha than Teretz. There is no Hetter to wash the whole Guf that's Maluch B'tid B'tzaya. So may it be Muchach that he's doing it L'sakin. Shalas, why is it mutter then to be tevil? Maybe that's not called a rechitza b'chlal v'esach nisht. Now, our God will also ask a very interesting question on the Iraim. He says, even if you tell me rechitza's kol guf is asa min deraisa, but why wouldn't nixis a guf be also asa min deraisa al chatzi shi asa min atayra? We have here the din of chatzi shi asa min atayra. Why wouldn't you say, how can you tell me that kol guf is asa min deraisa, but nixis guf is a rabbanan? Why would mixes guf be a problem of chatzi shi asa min atayra? As a fact, our Gadol, and he says two possible terutzim: either you only say chatzis she'asim etayr by a lav, not by an asay, or you only say it by isuri achila, by eating you say chatzis she'a. By other isuri etayr, you don't say chatzis she'asim etayr. That's kind of machlokes rishenim. Rashi in Masech LeShabbos and Daf Ayin Dalam Aleph says that all melecha Shabbos also have din of chatzis she'asim etayr. Also, the guy Sashri says that in the beginning of the eighth parak of Shabbos and other. Rabbi Niruchim, the Mishnah Lamelech, others say that there are achrayim that are mitzadid that there is no din by not like what the Argadol says that by only by Sura Chili Sechatz Shias Meter the Chacham Tzvi and Sim Bevav the Kiryas Seif and the Rambam. But Lamaisa, that's his kasha. If Rechitzis Kol Gufa is Asim in a Teir, why is Rechitzis mixes Gufa Chatz Yishia? His Teretz is by an Asay you don't say Chatz Yishia, or maybe if it's not Sura Chili you don't say Chatz Yishia. But the Emek Bracha, he says that he doesn't hear the whole kasha. A chatzis shir is when you're doing the iser, but there's a din in tzad hilchas shiurim that you don't have a full shir. You have a chila, you're doing the achila, and there's a din shir. It's a gazayis or bayim kippur, it's a kasevis, it's a din shir. But rechitzis kol gufa is not a shir. The iser is tainug, and the only iser midrash is the tainug of rechitzis kol gufa. When you rechitz mixes guf, you don't have that time, you get nothing. If you're doing the iser, you're just doing less than the shear that's required, so that's chatzis shear. If you're not doing the iser b'chlal, you're doing rechitzas mixes guf, it's bechlal not the issur. The issur is rechitzas kol guf, and memela, there wouldn't be a din of chatzi she'asim in a Torah. Now the Ran has another kasha. The Ran brings down the raid of if it's the Reis or the Rabbanan, and he answers, like we said, the kasha that why is it mutter for a melech a kala, meluch v'tzid v'tzai. He says, because everything is mashu adav l'chachamim, and the chamim can matter when there's a tzarek. But the Ran blinds fair with another kasha. It says in the Mishnah later, Tinaikis Matarim Bakulam, that Yulanu, the Tinaikis, the children, allowed to do the, they don't have any Yisuri Inuyim. They could do Rechitza and Sicha. And the question is, if it's Deraisa, it should be Nisa Laisachilim. If it's Derabbanan, Serabbanan, we're Gezer. If it's Deraisa, why is Nisa Laisachilim? And then he held, there wouldn't be a Teretz of Masr Adavel HaChachamim, because that's only Legami what's Aser. But whether Ketanim would be Bechlal the Issur, he held it would be Nisal Eisachilim. The Netziv wants to say Lefi his Teretz, like we said, the Ran goes to the Teretz of Masad Avacham, they were matter when there's a Tzarev. So he didn't think they could be matter by a Ketan of Eisachilim. The Netziv's Teretz is that whether it is Nichol and the Inui, is Dafka when you're doing a Derech Tainug. If there's a Tzarev, then it's not called Derech Tainug, and male is no Issur Deraisa. So he felt by Ketanim, there's always a tzarech, a male, it's not called derech tainug, a male, there wouldn't be an issa deraisa. But that's the Ran's kasha. The Beis Yosef says that there's really a machlekes in the Gemara. What it means, tenaikis mutta bekulam. Tenaikis mutta bekulam, the Ran is assuming even it's a vigil lechinuch. So he says, but you still can answer, because that also could be part of the masa davar lechachamim. Once you're being matel at tzarech, could be a tinex called a tzarech. A tin is called a tzarech, so you have the teretz of masad avacham by tinik osa. It sounds like the Ran didn't hold that way. The Ran liked the teretz of masad avacham legambe melech and kala and legambe lichluch mitzayah, but legambe ketanim, he didn't like that teretz. The Beis Yosef says, why not? Masad avacham means that whenever it's a tzarech, they will matter and they're allowed to do it. But he says that the Torah holds that tinaikis mutta b'chul means when the lo yegi l'chinuch. So oy b'say, talk to Beis Yosef, the whole kasha doesn't start. There's no problem because they're not a gil lechinuch. But the Bichadish says, one second, the Ran is asking a kasha from Leisachilim. There's a din of chinuch, which you have to instruct the ketanim not to do it, but the Ran's kasha was, you're allowed to actually wash the ketanim. Leisachilim is not totally a gil lechinuch. Leisachilim is even if they're much younger than a gil lechinuch. There's an issa of Leisachilim. So the Bichadish is another teretz. The Bichadish says Leisachilim is talking about things that are aser. Things that are mutter in this man isur, there is no din of leisachilim. A chiddush that treif of food, that's leisachilim. But kosher food on Yom Kippur, that's not leisachilim. It's a davar mutter, but zman isur, they don't have an isur leisachilim. So the chas over we said till him, we have a machlekes yishayin of the other yinuyim by the isa of the rabbanan. And the kasha, how could you wash by a melech, by a kala, by a meluch l'betzit v'tzaya? We had the teretz of the Ran, it was Masur Davul Chachamim, and the Chum can be matter when there's a tzarech. And we have the teretz of the Urayim that mixes Gufay, is not an Issa Deraisa. And we have another Kasha from the Ran, why are the Mutafik Tanim? What happened to Leisachilim? So we have the Beis Yosef thinks that even today you can say Masur Davul Chachamim, and the Beis Yosef says another teretz that it's talking about Lo Yigil Lechinuch, which would be Chadish is bothered, Leisachilim you have a Lo Yigil Lechinuch as well. And the Bichonish is a teretz, you don't say leisachilim on a davar heter bizman isser. And now we have another kasha from the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech, on the Ram Hilchot Shvi'is Asaser Paragala Falacha Hey, he asks a kasha like this. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that says the following. It says by Yom Kippur that ha'ezrach. It says Yom Kippur ha'ezrach. Why does it say ha'ezrach? So the Gemara says it's a ribui that noshim also are mechuyiv in Yom Kippur. It says, kol nefesh leisuna ha'ezrach ve'ager. That an Ezrach is also chayiv, so what do you learn after that? So remember that Noshim Ezrachi is also mechuyiv in Inui. So the Gemara says, why need a pasuk for? We know that Noshim are chayiv in all Isis days. Hishra kasev ishla ishla l'chal ancient shabbatayim. So the Gemara says, we need it for Taisus Yom Kippur. There's enough Taisus Yom Kippur, you have to add to Yom Kippur. So there, you would think that since the Torah is remaining Taisus Yom Kippur from Einish and Azhara, so you would think Noshim are in chayiv. Kamashmon the Nashim Achayev because it says Ezrach. So his kasha is, if you're going to say that other Renuyim are deraisa, they're also a mu'id from Karis and Azar. They're also a mu'id from Karis. So why do you need a pasuk? Why don't you say the pasuk is teaching you that they're mechuyev another inuyim? In other words, you can really ask the kasha simply that if other inuyim and their aisa, why are nashim mechuyev another inuyim? It's a mitzvah man grama. And you see really from this mishnah that nashim are mechuyev an inuyim, because it says that a kala can be rechetzis pneah, the aisa's other nashim can't. But we have the gemara that learns that from Ezrach, the rabbi said nashim is zrachay esed achayev an inuyim. So that wouldn't be a kasha. Maybe it's exeris because of Ezra telling you, even if it's a mistake of Angra, he's still chayiv in inu. But the problem is the Gemara and Sukkah asks a kasha. It's not a assay, it's a lav. And the Gemara answers, to Taisus inu. Taisus inu, you don't have the lav. If you're going to say that other inuim and derabanan is very good, because the Yom Kippur you have a lav and other inuim and derabanan. But if you're going to say other inuim and deraisa, so why don't we use the Ezra to tell you other inuim? That's the way the Shara Melech asks the kasha. So it's basically a kasha, if other inuyim midiraisa, why in nashim chayavais, tebegleitz mitzvah is not grama. But we have a gemara, learns that from an ezrach, that nashim achayiv, but the gemara says we only need that for taisvis. So now, if you're going to say other inuyim midiraisa, her ezrach should be needed for Yom Kippur itself, we got to be other inuyim. So I have two mahalkam to answer this kasha. The Chalkas Yayev, Nezugayis and Minchas Kinnich, Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, because the Minchas Kinnich brings the Kasha, he says, a Yisai, the Klal, that the only time Nashim are Potter on a Mitzvah Seishas Van Grama is when the Mitzvah is Bekum Vaseh, to do something like Shaifer and Sukkah and Tzitzis and Tfilin V'chuli. When the Mitzvah is Sheval Tas, it's an Isser Aseh, so then, you don't have the Ptur of Mitzvah Seishas Van Grama. Mitzvah Seishas Van Grama is talking about Mitzvah that are done with Kum Vaseh. Mitzvah that are done with Sheval Taseh, there you don't say that Nashim have a Ptur of Mitzvah Seishas Van Grama. So the problem is, so why does the Gemara use the Pasuk for Taisus Inui? Taisus Inui is also Sheval Taseh, so in Mela also we should have, Nashim shouldn't be Ptur. So the Chalkas Yayim says a big Chiddush. He says, because Taisus Inui doesn't just mean you have to refrain from Isuri Yom Kippur a short time before Yom Kippur al Taisus. It means you have to be Mekamo on yourself Kedushas Yom Kippur. That's the din of Taisus. Taisus, the din of Taisus Shabbos, Taisus Yom Kippur, is to be Mekamo on yourself Kedushas Yom Kippur, Bekum Vaseh. And then Mimeli Yerasa and everything. So that's a Chalkas Yayiv Shad. So we'll see soon. This Yisai that he wants to say, that the din of Nashim, Apata, Mrs. Eshman Grum is dafka when it's kum vaseh, not when it's Sheval Taseh, others say it before him. The Pei Yeshua says it. Pei Yeshua says it in Beyed Aflaman. The Pei Yeshua, though, has his Ashrekait. The Gemara in Beyed Aflaman of the days is Mavur that Nashim are Mechuyiv and Taisus Inui. So Pei Yeshua there asks why. It's a Mrs. Eshman Grum. So Pei Yeshua answers this teretz, that Taisus Inui is a Sheval Taseh, not like the Chalkas Yayiv is saying it's a Kum Vaseh, and by a Sheval Taseh, we don't have the Ptur of Mitzvah Seishas Van Grama. That's what Pei Yeshua says. So, the Olam asks, it's Tzlach already asks this Kasha and the Pei Yeshua and others, Pei Yeshua is ignoring the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Ches. The Pei Yeshua is in Beyed Daf Lamed, and he sees the Gemara that Nashim HaMechuyiv and Taishas, and he asks the Kasha, it's a Mitzvah Seishas Van Grama, and he answers, well, it's a Sheval Taseh, so therefore there's no Ptur Mitzvah Seishas Van Grama. But the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph, says Fakert, that you have Exeris Akasav or Ezrach to be Marga, that Nashim HaMechuyiv Aninu, and entices Yom Kippurim. That's what Ezrach is coming to tell you. So the Chari see not like the Pei Yeshua, as you said. I mean, the Chalkas Yayiv is saying that Taisus Inui is Kum Vaseh, but the Pei Yeshua is saying that the reason why Nashim HaMechuyiv and Taisus Inui is because of Sheval Taseh. The Gemara says the reason is because of Ezrach. So Rav Shapella, the Tzlach already asked the Kasha and other Achronim. See, the Prima Gadim also in Siman Tav Resh Ches and the Mitzvah Zav Sukkah Na'alf also asked this Kasha, why Nashim HaMechuyiv and Taisus Inui? It's a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. And he says another Teretz, and he says the Mechuyiv and Inui. So whoever's Mechuyiv and Inui is Mechuyiv and Taisus Inui. But also, doesn't mention the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Ches, which says a Pasuk, why they're Mechuyiv. But Al Kopanim, this is the first Mahalach, that the reason why Nashim are not are Mechuyiv and Shari Nuyim, they were not talking about Taisus Inui. We're talking about Rechitza and Sicha And Tashish Amita, Nilas Sandal, the reason why they're Mechliv in that, you don't say it's Mitzvah Yishmael Grom, is because it's a Sheval Tash, it's an Isser Asay, and Nashim don't have a Pter in Isser Asay. That's the Chalkas Yayev's Pshat. And like we said, other Echorinim say it. We're going to speak about it, our Chuvash Rebbe Kivega, that brings that Svar from the Beis Meir. The second Halach is the Argadol. The Argadol of Mishnayah says, we have a cloud by Shabbos, that Nashim are Mechliv in everything on Shabbos. And the Gemara says that Nashim Amechuyiv in Kiddush Hayoyim, because it says Zachar v'Shama v'di b'recha nemri. So you have a hekish Shamer and Zachar. Kol sheyeshne b'shmir yeshne b'skira. So Nashim Amechuyiv in Shmir v'Shabbos. The Mechuyiv to keep Shabbos because it's alive, and the Mechuyiv in all living. So it's the hekish of Shmir to skira. The Mechuyiv in Kiddush, even though Kiddush really should be a mitzvah shizman grama, but we have the hekish telling you that the Mechuyiv in it, there's no term mitzvah shizman grama. So the Ran says, who din shalosh shudas? It means all assays of Shabbos. Rabbi Kivega says, who din shvisas behemta? It's mavur in the Gemara that this assay that there is, that everyone has to make sure the behemoth doesn't do malacha on Shabbos, they can't go out carrying something on Shabbos to save shvisas behemta, that applies to Nashim also. Rabbi Kivega says, why? Because, kol sheyesh l'mishmir, yesh l'mishkir. The din is any assay of Shabbos goes into the hekesh of Kol Sheyesh V'Sheyesh V'Skira. So that's Shabbos. So the Ar Gadol, the Minsk Gadol, he says, who would in Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur also, the Inuim will learn that from Shabbos. So since the Torah learns that Yom Kippur from the word Shabbos, Shabbosayim, so mainly you learn from there, it has the same din as Shabbos, just like Shabbos, Nashim HaMachoyiv, and everything in all the assays, who would in Yom Kippur, Nashim HaMachoyiv, and all the assays. As I said, that Joshua. So these are the two ma'achim. The Chalkas Yayiv's Mahalach, that Nashim HaMachliv and other Inuyim, because on a Sheva Al Tasa, you don't say the Ptura Mitzvah is Agram, only a Kumvasei. And the Argadol's Mahalach, that you learn that from the Hekish, even though the Hekish is by Shabbos, Yom Kippur is also called Shabbos. Now, in Chuvah Shabbat Kvega, Chalak Shlishi Simon Pei, he brings a letter from the Beis Meir. He's not discussing Inuyim, but you see Mamash, these two ma'achim. He brings a letter from the Beis Meir, that wants to say this, you say it in Svarim. That he said, the Beis Meir wants to say it, you say it, that the Nashim are Pater in Mitzvah Shabbat Grama is only by Kum Vasei, not by Sheva Al Tasa. So Rebbe Kivega says, I have a kasha on you from the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Ches needs the Pasuk Ezrach for Taisus Inui, for Taisus Yom Kippurim. And the Gemara says, because we would think, since it's Mamuyit from Einish Karis, so who would then, Nashim Apater, Kamash Malona, Ezra Tali Lechayev. Fetting Peg, what's the Shaykh? It's just because it's Mamuyit from Einish Karis, Nashim Apater, why? Teres says, he says, I always learn Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara de Chakira was Inui the Pshat, it's the Isser of Yom Kippur extended to Taisus Yom Kippur. Or is it a Nayan Isser, a Nayan Din, a Nayan Din of Taisvis that we learn out from the Pasuk? If it's a Nayan Din, then it's an Asay. If it's the same Din, then it's a Lav. Since the Torah is a Nayan, if a Mainish, that teaches you that it's a Nayan Din. If it would be the same Din, why would it be Mui for Mainish? Elamai, it's a Nayan Din. If it's a Nayan Din, it's an Asay. And Ashim Apartel, it's a regular Din of Mitzvahs and Grama. So from there you see, if Kegel didn't hold like the Chalkas Yayev, that a Taisvis in is a Kumvasay. So from there I see that the Ptur of Mitzvah Shabbos and Grama even applies to Sheva Al Tasa. And the Beis Meir brought a raya from Shvisas Behema. And Rebbe Kivega says it's Teretz, because Shvisas Behema is because of Zachar V'Shamer, since the Mechuyiv in Shmir, the Mechuyiv in Skir, which includes any assay by Shabbos. Now, he doesn't discuss the Shah Melech's Teretz, but according to Rebbe Kivega, the Shah Melech's Kasha, I mean, but according to Rebbe Kivega, maybe you could say the Argadol's Teretz, that this Hekish that he had, that he uses for Shvisas Behema, could apply to the Inuim of Yom Kippur as well. Now the Beis Meir, what does he do with the Gemara in Sukkah, that says for Taisus Inui, you need a Pasuk to tell him the Chayiv? So it could be, you could hold like the Chalkas Yayiv, that it's a Kumasei. But I saw also on the Shara Melech, there's a Sefer Maisa Cheshiv on the Shara Melech, that wants to answer the Shara Melech's Teretz, the Shara Melech's Kasha with this Teretz of the Sheva Al Tasa. So he says, that really, anything that Sheva Al Tasa, you don't have the Ptur. But the Gemara is saying that since there's a Gzeris HaKosov, Be'etzim HaYayim HaZeh, to remind from Karis, that Gzeris HaKosov will make it like a regular assay and make the Noshim should be Pater. Because they held there wasn't Mestaber. Just because he's pater and karis, why should Nashim be pater? But the Meister Chayish wants to say such a svara. And really, by Sheval Pastor Alocha is that Nashim will be pater. I mean, Nashim will be chayiv. By Sheval Pastor Nashim will be chayiv. You won't have the Turvitz issues by Grama. But when you have Xeris Akasa Be'etzim, you remind from karis, that pasuk is downgrading it and making the Nashim should also be pater if it wouldn't be for Ezrach. That's a Meister Chayish's svara. Craig holds is not Mistaber. Oh, yeah.